Now, on the 16th of April in Dublin City Hall, the Tech Found Her Boot Camp will take place for the second year. The themes for this year's boot camp are Meet the AI Revolutionaries, Building Moonshots, and Decoding the Coder. This event was massively successful last year, and I'm delighted to say one of the founders, Maureen Murray, is with me now. Maureen, you're very welcome to the show. For those who sort of didn't pay attention to it last year or may not have heard about it last year, just tell me a little bit about the concept of the event and how the idea came about.
Yes, so it's really exciting. The Tech Founder Bootcamp is back, and we're bigger than ever. We're going deeper into different themes, different tech trends, lots of new kind of trailblazing founders that we're going to be showcasing. In terms of how the idea came about, I suppose it's not a new idea. I mean, it's the whole idea is that we need more women. My background, I set up Tech for Good Dublin with Ellen Ward maybe 7 years ago. And we organised loads of events, loads of workshops. There was a lot of showcasing of different impact innovations and, you know, startups that were focusing on using tech to solve the big challenges and the big problems. And what struck me, and kind of, I didn't think it was unusual at the time, but other people would say to me, oh, there's so many different women in the room. There's so many different women involved in the network. And other people kind of felt that was unusual because, you know, the perception is that women aren't interested in using tech, that women aren't techies. So kind of in parallel, I've been also involved with different kind of women in tech kind of WhatsApp groups. A lot of us went to the Web Summit together. So there were kind of a lot of kind of friendships being forged and alliances being forged as well. And it kind of struck me, I think it was around maybe 2019. Yeah, 2019. I think there were a number of different women in tech events happening in Dublin. And I kind of thought, well, hold on a second. What is the impact of these events? What are they focusing on? And my feeling was that we could do more, you know, that we could really do something in terms of creating a community in Dublin that was led by women tech leaders, that was led by women tech founders, and with very much a focus on making a difference, having impact. And that's really where the kind of idea came about. Me and a number of others were like, okay, well, look, let's do something here in Dublin. Let's create our own kind of vision for what women tech founder, you know, movement and organization could be like. There seemed to be a gap because there wasn't really any community focusing on women tech startups, women tech founders, women innovating with tech in terms of products to solve the big issues of our time. So yes, so that's how kind of Tech Founder came about. And in terms of the event, the bootcamp, we had a bootcamp last year, which was amazing. And that was very much kind of a flagship event. It was very much about getting the word out there that, you know, basically, you know, raising the roof, we were kind of raising the roof of the Mansion House. But the whole idea was, you know, we are here, we want to have impact, we're doing this anyway, you know, become part of what we're doing and help us kind of amplify women tech leaders and women tech founders. So that's part of it. And obviously, in terms of the takeaways for those who attend, it's very much about kind of building tech literacy. I call it kind of building tech curiosity, but it's the whole idea of getting excited and motivated by technology, by the big tech trends. You know, obviously AI is a huge tech trend, but, you know, us as women, we need to be part of that debate. We need to be part of that dialogue, and we need to be involved, not simply as, you know, talking and discussing it, but also in terms of making. We need to kind of use technology, use AI to create and make a better future.
Mm. And one thing that struck me when I spoke to Vicky last year was that we know that there are brilliant women in the tech space, but there hasn't been enough bringing together of those brains and the creation of an ecosystem where people can flesh out ideas or have discussions or problem solve together. And so the formalization of that is something, in my opinion, that's been desperately needed. What were the key takeaways from your side last year? Like, did anything take you by surprise in terms of what people got from the event or how they utilized the time?
Yes, well, I mean, I suppose the biggest takeaway was how the need was so great. Like myself and Vicky kind of thought, yeah, okay, you know, we're going to do this. We've had the conversations before the event. We know there's a need there. There's a need for non-tech founders and for women founders in terms of building, you know, the tech competence piece. But yeah, but the, I suppose the kind of the, yeah, it was kind of like we were almost like a startup ourselves, and you know this was kind of our we were kind of to see you know was there a need for it, you know, how people respond, and like literally the next day somebody ran after me. Literally, this is a true story. Somebody ran down the street after me. I won't mention who it was, and said, "Oh, I thought it was you. I thought it was you." And she just said, "Look, you unlocked something. You know, I was kind of stuck. I had an idea for, you know, it was just going nowhere, and you kind of, you know, you've given me the kind of the vision, the confidence." Not me personally, but you know, the event has gave her the kind of, you know, that kind of impetus, that motivation to kind of to say, right, like I can do this. And that's the most, I think that's the most valuable thing. I mean, I know it's a bit intangible, but this whole idea that we can do something when we see other women tech founders doing it, when we see our peers and our near peers who are all kind of excited and, you know, supporting each other. That's a huge thing because we can learn the skills, but we need to have that, you know, that belief, that energy, that drive. You know, that's something that kind of, you know, keeps us going as a kind of as a founder. That's what keeps you going. I mean, and obviously being, as you said, Jess, you know, the whole idea of building a new ecosystem is something we're very much looking at. It's like, how can we create our own system? How can we create, how can we create something different? Where it is very support, you know, it's women supporting women, sharing knowledge, sharing contacts, us all leveling up together. You know, we need less competition, we need more collaboration. So it's not about, you know, pitching against each other or for a competition or whatever. It's about actually, well, hold on a second, how can I build on your idea, your startup? How can I make it even better? How can I, you know, what can I do to help? It's that idea that we're, as women, we're often playing two games. You know, we've got our own startup, our own project, but then there's that bigger movement that we're also part of, where we're trying to change things for all women.
I know this is going to happen because I've seen it endlessly over the last number of days when organizations and individuals have had discussions around International Women's Day. Someone is going to text into this program or email in saying, why is it a women's specific event? Why do women need their own event? What's your, I suppose, take on that? I'd have my own thoughts and feelings, but I'd love to know what's your own approach when somebody poses a question or a point like that.
Well, look, Jess, the thing is, you know, we as women, like we are not broken. We don't need to be fixed. We don't need to be more confident. We don't need to be whatever, you know, better pictures. It's the system and the world in some ways that is broken. Let's call a spade. Like we live in a patriarchy, and us as women, we need, the system needs a reset. It's not us that needs a reset, it's the system that needs a reset. And so we're very much focusing on change. We are change makers and we want to change the status quo. Now everybody is welcome to be part of this. There's no exclusion at all in terms of who comes to any of our events. Everybody is welcome. But that's the spirit. It's the spirit that we want to change things and we want to change things fast. So that's what it's all about. And it's about shaping a different world. And women, when they're together, there's like, oh my gosh, you know yourself, the energy in the room is, it's like through the roof. So that's what's fantastic. I think it's very powerful. It's very powerful to be part of. So yeah, so I suppose that's what, in terms of creating this ecosystem that's different, you know, absolutely, let's get women at the forefront of that. We need to create alternatives. I'm really in favor of diversity, not just diversity of founding teams, but diversity of startup ideas, and also diversity within our ecosystem, because there's often a cut and paste option. There's a cut and paste model, you know, when you're designing a hackathon, when you're designing an accelerator, you know, there's so much there that we just do because everybody else does it. It's this kind of group think, oh, we'll get in the pizzas, we'll get in the beer, we'll do it on a Friday evening. And you can like, well, hold on, does that suit women? Does that suit who are often still the primary caregivers and families? Well, no, it doesn't. So it's about how can we collectively create this new system.
Yeah, and the point around diversity is so interesting and so important because anyone I've spoken to in the tech space, be that an entrepreneur, an employee, whatever their role is, they've always said to me, the more diverse opinions and experiences you have around the table, the better your product or service is going to be. And so by having events like this, you are building up, I suppose, people's confidence and exposing them to in different environments, different walks of life, and so on. And I firmly believe this is going to benefit the overall tech scene here in Ireland as well.
Well, of course, because this isn't just an issue about equity. We need more women tech, you know, we need more women leading and building and thriving as founders of tech companies. And we need this not just because it's the right thing and because it's the just thing and because it's the equitable thing that we as women have our share of funding and have our share of opportunities, but the economy needs it. We're, you know, with the economy is losing out. Like, we're leaving money on the table in Ireland because women are underrepresented as funded, invested founders of tech companies. So, you know, our economy is losing out. And not just that, but like, our society is losing out as well. A lot of women have purpose-led startups. They want to make this world a better place. They're not just focused, a lot of women aren't focused solely on profit. It's also about, you know, doing good and doing well, which is something Faye said yesterday, actually, the VC conference, which I thought was really good. You know, or Nassim, who's an amazing VC in America, says the same. She says, you can do good and make money. But I think for a lot of women starters, doing good is a key part of what they're about.
And speaking of doing good, I know you guys are all about passing on the goodwill. Tell me a little bit about what's being done with the tickets to ensure that they are as accessible to as many people as possible.
Yeah, so we have a variety of different tickets. We have student tickets for €5. There's a link that we can send on to any students, but they, like, that doesn't cover the cost of the event, obviously the €5 tickets. So we're looking for companies and individuals and companies to pay the €500 tickets, which means that we can then offer these other tickets as well. And like last year, we are in discussions with an organization about also having a diversity outreach program, but details haven't been announced about that yet. But like last year was amazing. We worked with Open Doors, the Open Doors Initiative, and we had 50 women from Ukraine and from other parts of the world who had recently arrived in Ireland. So that was phenomenal, you know, to have that diversity in the room added to the event. You know, it absolutely added to it, and it added to the discussions, and it added to the creativity.
You mentioned the students there. So just for people listening now, and they're wondering if they're the right fit to go along, is this open to anyone? Is it for those who are tech curious? Is it for the entrepreneurial? Do you have to have a plan in place?
Oh, no, they don't need to have a plan in place. You know, it's for future founders, it's for would-be founders, it's for women who maybe have a day job and they've always had an idea, this idea at the back of their mind, okay, there's something I'd love to work on, or there's some issue that really means so much to me. I want to be purpose-driven, and this is, you know, this is something I want to explore. It could be, you know, a recent student who, again, is, I was chatting with somebody actually at the weekend, and I was saying, you know, it's amazing. You don't need to graduate. You know, you don't need to wait till graduation to start up something, to start innovating, to start working on a problem with technology. So look, it's open to everyone. And that's the power. The mix is the kind of the magic ingredient, really. It's having it's having amazing tech leaders, it's having amazing women tech founders there who've exited companies, but it's also having you know, would-be founders who are just hugely energetic and want to hear and learn from others. Look, at the end of the day, everybody has something to contribute as well. Like, we literally learn and inspire each other.
Great stuff. Well, it is all taking place on the 16th of April in Dublin City Hall. You can find full information, if you want to go along, on the website. You can just go to techfoundher.com. But for the moment, Maureen Murray, thank you so much for joining me here on News Talk.
Thank you, Jess.